Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Man, do we have stuff coming up for you today.
Man.
10:20, Brian Hoyer, former Browns quarterback. Brian joining us at 10:20.
Yes.
Anxious to talk to him. We will hear from Kevin Stefanski, his press conference, right before 11 o'clock. We might hear from a starting quarterback. Maybe. We have other quarterback thoughts. We also have Daryl Ryder. So many goodies coming up today on Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
Good morning. Just a structural thing here. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to do the show since we switched. They redid our studio, and now there's this pole right in the way. It's very difficult. Sometimes it's difficult.
Not quite big enough to block our view of each other, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
Dare to dream, though.
But it's like half a pole there. So you're like, I can only, you know, see half
I've
face.
Never even noticed it
today. It's bothered me. I don't know why. It bothers me today.
That's a shame.
Glad we could get everybody going with that today. That's the kind of excitement we're gonna have in today's show.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. You know what is exciting?
It's just like being at the old ballpark.
It's kind of right. You got to make sure you don't sit right behind it. If you can lean one way or another, you're
miss
okay
those days.
Yeah, I sure do.
Played football outside back then.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
Andy.
Jeff.
There are three teams in the AFC, four in the entire NFL, who have a record right now of 2 wins and 8 losses. You have the Giants at 2-9, so they've already got one in that better draft position column. And you've got the Tennessee Titans, who, of course, are the worst of the bunch right now at 1-9. All of a sudden, you have the Browns against the Raiders, two 2-8 teams going at it this week. And if you're looking for a Browns victory, this is the chance to get one. And if you're looking for a key loss that would help you in the draft position sweepstakes, this would be a key loss.
Didn't we just go through this with the Jets?
Yes, we certainly did. And it didn't go in favor of the people who would prefer a better draft position.
Hmm.
Well, actually, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at, now you got me looking at the Saints. Could lose to Cincinnati a little bit later. I'm just trying to plan out the losses.
So the Browns losing to the Jets helps the draft position people.
Yep.
If you're looking for the guys in the locker room who clearly want to win football games, that didn't do it.
Nope.
And I think you're looking at the same thing this week.
Yep. What are we looking at? We're looking at the third pick, and it was 17. What is it now? It is now 19. Jacksonville, would you lose? Why do they win? Why do they continue to win? We need them to lose. Come on, Jacksonville. You're better than that. Or you're worse than that. Help us out a little bit, would you please?
Help us out.
Help us out.
I don't think that's happening.
HBO, help Browns
out. What do you want to see out of this team this week? I don't want to see a loss. What I want to see is whoever is playing quarterback go out and look really good against a pretty aggressive defensive front, but not a good Raiders team. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you watch the Monday night game against the Dallas Cowboys, oh my gosh, Dallas's defense, which isn't great, just hammered Geno Smith all night long. I mean, they just kept putting pressure on him and pressure, and they weren't good. Ashton Jeanty had like 6 carries.
This week, it's going to be high for ratings, I would think, if you want to watch a little bit on Sunday. So it does make it interesting, and there's intrigue in a game for a couple of really bad teams.
I would think so. But the intrigue, I think, stems from the quarterback spot. And honestly, Andy, it's time to see one of the Browns quarterbacks, whoever starts, obviously. Time to see one of these guys look promising, isn't it? I'm not even going to say good. I'll say promising. I think Dylan has had some moments where, okay, that looks okay. I thought Shadur had some moments, even in a historically bad game, that we'll touch on later on. And that's just facts. It's not opinion. Where he had some moments where, boy, that looks like that could be something.
You had a chance late in the game to tie. That's all you can ask for.
Well,
that's all you can ask for. Unfortunately,
they were in a position where late in the game they had to try to tie it because the offense was just futile. You know, earlier in the second half.
You know, if you can get the conversion and the
touchdown. Right, earlier in the second half, maybe. It was just futile. But that doesn't mean it can't get better moving forward. And that's one of the things I want to talk about with Brian Hoyer. And he's coming up at 10:20. One of these guys needs to show a little more promise.
What, though? To prove them they could be the backup quarterback of the future or that they could be the starter?
I'm not even going to define it. It's like, let's get some guys who look like they can play in the league. Right now, I don't know that anybody thinks that either Dylan or Shadur can be anything more than, say, you know, a roster guy. And I would love to see one of them, or both of them in particular, both of them, show that, all right, you might have something here. You really might. And so far, I think they've both, and it's such a small sample size on Dylan, making it an even more minuscule sample size on Shadur.
True.
But it makes you just think, could one or both of you show that, okay, hey, we might have something here. That's all I want. And
Jeff,
I don't think that's
Gabriel,
asking too much.
You saw Gabriel. Okay, not the largest example. Do you feel like there's something there? Yes or no? I'd say no. I don't see it.
I would say there's a possibility because his concussion discovered at halftime took away from the fact that I thought he actually made progress in that first half. I thought he made a couple of throws that were like, boy, that's a big-time throw. And Menigan and I were watching the game together, and there were a couple of throws where we looked at each other. Dan walks into the room, and I said, that was a big boy throw. And Dan said, yep, I thought so too. Now, was that the overwhelming—
Can you string together three of those?
Well,
that could be a big boy touchdown.
He was 7 of 10. Was it the overwhelming thought? No, it wasn't. But they should have got the ball in from the 6 on a first and goal, for God's sake. And then in the second half, you know, Shadur had historically bad numbers, which means there's nowhere to go but up. But on the last drive, it was there were a couple of passes, and the first pass I thought to Fana was a terrific pass.
Not being able to cross the 50 is normally a problem, don't you think?
For
an offense,
yeah.
I mean, Andy,
the offense has been just ugly all year long. I mean, it doesn't matter who. When Flacco was playing quarterback, the offense was ugly.
Yeah, but at least I thought they could cross the 50 on most times when he had the ball.
I would agree with that.
I didn't feel. I just felt like they were just kind of playing against the clock in the second half on Sunday. Like, okay, Shadur's not really going to be able to do anything, so let's pray the defense can keep us in this. I mean, you just kind of smelled it the whole way through, right?
You could smell
what was going on in the second half when the offense can't get in the end zone. You're relying on field goals. You need the defense to score. You are going to have a lot of long Sundays. And we have. They've lived up to it. The bar is to be able to keep your fannies in the seat for a little while longer. Okay, mission accomplished.
That's not the mission.
I'm just saying,
if you win football games, you're going to put fannies in the seats. We all know that. Andy, they're not winning football games, and the fan base is fired up. The people in that stadium.
You know what's next, though, for the fans? You know what's next? Apathy. I think if Sanders is in there, there is no apathy.
I don't think so.
If Sanders is playing, there is no apathy. If they go back to Gabriel, it's apathy. It's apathy. They're ready to move on. They're ready for the draft. They're ready to see who the next starting quarterback is going to be. Number what, 40? Well, if Shadur starts and then they got to bring another, that'll be number 43. 44? 44? I think so. 44.
There's been a lot of talk, more talk than there should ever be, about you didn't give a guy reps in practice, and that means you're trying to screw him over and setting him up to fail and blah, 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 blah. Regardless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Shadur is your backup quarterback. Former backup quarterbacks, after all that came out and said, hey, this is the way it works in the NFL.
Whether all you, guys that had experience on the field.
Whether you agree with that or not, one of the guys who said that is going to join us momentarily.
I know. I'm going to ask him.
That's up. Brian Hoyer, St. Ignatius Wildcat, New England Patriot.
Sparty.
Cleveland Brown. Sparty. His thoughts on what's going on here, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Brian Hoyer joins us on behalf of DraftKings Sportsbook. Fans can visit DraftKings all season long for the latest NFL odds and promotions like a touchdown parlay boost this Sunday for all customers.
That means Brian Hoyer is joining us, and he's joining us right now. He's on the fan hotline. Brian, Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskin there. Great to have you with us.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to be with you. I was on with your morning counterparts yesterday, so I'm excited to catch up with you guys today on behalf of DraftKings and just further enhancing fan engagement around the league. And I know the Browns season hasn't gone how people may have hoped, but with Shador possibly getting his first start, fans can still visit DraftKings and create some excitement and fun around his first start. I'm sure there'll be a lot of wagers this weekend.
I'm sure you're absolutely right about that because it's intriguing is the word that I've used too often, Brian. The whole situation here, and you know it well, is intriguing, to say the least. What have you seen from either one of these rookie quarterbacks, and obviously such a small look at Shador, that has made you think, yep, and has made you think, nope?
Well, look, I think first and foremost, we need to address, you know, people are like, Shador is a lightning rod for anything that is going to involve him. And there's a big thing, you know, I just want to say this. It's not easy on any quarterback, veteran, rookie, to come in cold off the bench in a division rivalry game, cold at the second half of the game and come out and play well, even if you had gotten a few reps. And I think the reps thing has kind of been blown out of proportion. I'm actually kind of shocked people don't understand how reps work in the NFL, and it varies from organization to organization, situation to situation. But my guess is when you have a starting quarterback who's a rookie in Dylan Gabriel, he's going to get every single rep. It was the same way here in New England when Mac Jones was a rookie quarterback. I didn't get any reps in practice because those guys are seeing things for the first time that they're going to have to execute on Sunday. So I think everybody just needs to take a pause and say, look, we're going to get to see Shador with a full repertoire of practices under his belt, a game plan that is modeled after him this week. And so I wouldn't put too much judgment into what happened this past Sunday. Now, the one thing I would say is where Shador seemed to get in trouble was relying on some of the things that we saw going into the draft that he would do as far as moving out of the back of the pocket. And in college, he was athletic enough to do so. But when you have guys, and I understand Myles Garrett is on the same team as Shador, but when you have guys like Myles Garrett who are going to chase you down on the back of the pocket, unless you're Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or even what Drake May has been able to do this year, you want to push up into the pocket. And I think, you know, you saw that on the deep in cut that he hit across the middle. And I think with a week of practice under his belt, the coaches have to be emphasizing, Shador, you've got to step up. We'll protect you. Those tackles are going to run those edge guys by. Max Crosby's on the edge. You do not want to go out of the back of the pocket with Max Crosby breathing down your neck, because it's not going to be a good play. So the one thing I would say is the game is not going to be too big for Shador. Like, this is not a situation where a guy's going to go in and be overwhelmed by being a quarterback in the NFL. He grew up around it. He's been influenced heavily by his father, who was one of the greatest players of all time. This is almost second hand to him. It's playing football. It's just now you have to take it up a notch, because the guys you're playing against are on a whole nother level.
Brian, I just want to go back to that rep thing real quick. But isn't it unique here that you had two rookie quarterbacks in that situation?
Of course.
Like, if it was you, like I would feel confident if I had a young quarterback and you were my backup, because you know how to go out on the field and you know what it takes to execute. When you have a guy that had zero snaps, like that's why I just think this, like, I understand why people are getting a little upset, just because this situation's so much more unique than, I mean, look at the AFC. There's no tandem where you've got rookie quarterbacks, two rookie quarterbacks together. In fact, I think Indy was the only place where you were looking at a rookie even in that situation. So, I mean, it's unique to that. So maybe that is a justifiable reason to say, hey, you know what, maybe we should get this backup quarterback some reps.
No, I don't disagree. I mean, I can't think of many other situations where the quarterback depth chart is two rookies. I mean, that's shame on the Browns for putting themselves in that situation. I mean, look, you had Kenny Pickett in the offseason. You traded him away. You had Flacco. You started him. It wasn't going well. You traded him away. You're throwing your rookies to the wolves, so to speak. And the only thing I would say is this. How many reps are you going to give them? Two a period? Like, at NFL practice, there might be three team periods with 10 to 12 plays each, and you can't extend those periods to make the other guys practice more. And so even if you gave Shador two reps per period, do you really think it's going to make that big of a difference? It's not. I promise you it's not. And so I don't disagree with you, and shame on the Browns for putting themselves in that situation. This is not anyone else to blame other than whoever decided to make that choice and say, we're going to draft two rookies and then we're going to abandon them from all the veterans in the room.
Brian Hoyer joining us. Brian, if a quarterback is not taken in the first round, his chances of starting in the NFL are slim. All you got to do is look at who starts right now. Second round picks, that's really tough. You overcame huge odds to have a long NFL career. What kind of odds are these two guys facing now as third and fifth round picks? And let's start with Dylan. What have you seen that makes you think, yes, this guy might be something in the NFL, or no?
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, look, this is going to sound bad, but their odds are not great as long as they're on the Browns organization. And that history would tell you that, right? I mean, there's not that jersey that hangs with all those names on it for no reason. But look at what Baker's been able to do. And I think the one thing that you hit on it, when you're a first round quarterback, you are going to get more chances. The further down the line you go, the chances become smaller and smaller, because people will always say, well, that's why he wasn't a first rounder, right? But with Baker, I mean, I love the story for Baker, because it's a guy who was cast off, you know, I love the picture of him and Sam Darnold together in Carolina. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys had two of the top 10 quarterbacks on the same team and couldn't make it work. And now they're out there playing well for other organizations. And to me, it's a lot about the situation, right? It's going to the right situation, having the right coaches around you, the right players around you, the right ownership and support staff around you. And there's so much that goes in. It's not always on the quarterback. And I would say, you know, the one thing you've seen with Gabriel is it's just hard for him to see over the offensive line. I'm just trying to be honest about it. I watched him in person here against the Patriots, and it's tough. And the ball just dies on him. The further it leaves from the line of scrimmage, the ball dies. And he threw that interception. Jalen Hawkins made an incredible interception, but the ball just dies on him. And the one thing you would say about Shador, I think, and with him probably getting reps and starting this week, you'll see he has the ability to push the ball down the field a little bit more. And so, you know, I'm not saying they don't have a chance. I think anybody who is on an NFL roster is more than capable in the right situation of being a starting quarterback. As you mentioned, I was undrafted, was a starting quarterback on three different organizations on opening day. It's about going out there, improving, learning from the right people, and then when you get your opportunity, executing. And so that's why I say, like, with this week coming up, you know, the Raiders defense hasn't been great. You're going to have to just make sure you handle Max Crosby. I think the one thing that they could do to really...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Really helps Shadors get a run game going with Judkins, and take some of the pressure off. Get him some easy completions, get him in a rhythm. And the biggest thing they have to emphasize all week is you got to push up in the pocket and make those decisions. You can't run out of the back of the pocket. Those guys will chase you down in a heartbeat.
Brian, you know, we looked at a team you know pretty well, New England Patriots. You look at them a year ago and you're like, oh, look at this. Well, maybe the Patriots aren't. And now all of a sudden, you bring Vrabel in there and Drake May's playing great. Like, how did they do it so fast?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of Ohio natives are over here helping this guy out. You mentioned Vrabel, who was actually, you know, as you guys all know, was there in the Cleveland building last year. Mm-hmm. And Josh McDaniels, you know, down from Cam McKinley, the Bulldog, how fortunate they were to be able to bring him back and pair him with Drake May. And there were flashes. You know, Drake May, you know, came in last year and people would say he had the most upside in the draft. And I would agree, you know, 6'4", 230, can throw, can run. And what Vrabel's been able to do here, and I think it's, you know, this is a special place to Mike. He played here, won Super Bowls here. He's well-respected, and he's established a culture that the players have just bought into. And when you pair that with a talented young quarterback who's playing out of his mind, I mean, I knew that he would have a chance to be good once they hired Josh and with the things that I'd seen him do. But he's played above and beyond and faster, has met those expectations, and that's why the Patriots have the best record in the NFL. So, or, you know, tied with some other teams. So, it's culture, and that kind of falls back to being in the right place in the right time with the right people around you.
Brian Hoyer joining us. Brian, there are young quarterbacks around the NFL who are intriguing. We know you like Joe Milton. We had talked about him on the show. Like,
yeah,
he's sitting there behind Drake May. You could go get him. And the Cowboys did. He's sitting behind Dak Prescott, so he's not going to play there. If you're the Browns and you're looking at this, do you think you have your guy? Would you rather look around the league and see a guy like Joe Milton, make a play for him? Or are you thinking of a more veteran free agent or even drafting a guy next year and thinking you've solved your problem?
Yeah, I think that's always the big question for every organization that doesn't have the franchise quarterback. Where are we going to find it? Is it someone on someone else's roster who's maybe stuck behind a good player? Is it in the draft? How are you going to handle that situation? And I would say it's kind of good timing that Shador is going to get a chance to play. Because, look, I think you've seen enough from Dylan Gabriel to decide whether you're going to use a draft pick on a quarterback high next year. Now it's Shador's turn to maybe convince you that maybe you don't have to do it. And look, I haven't gotten extensive into studying the college quarterbacks, but I would say I've watched enough of this Mendoza kid to really like him out of Indiana. He actually reminds me a little bit of Drake May, not just the playing style, but the way he carries himself. And, you know, until you figure that out, it's just your team is in purgatory. And the Browns aren't the only organization. There's a lot of them that are always out there searching for that quarterback. And sometimes you commit to a guy and it ends up not being the right one. And I would say this whole conversation goes back to signing Deshaun Watson, giving him the guaranteed contract and then not working out. And that put the organization behind the eight ball to now have to go out and find it again. And so how do you do that? It's got to be the draft. It's got to be really good scouting as far as players that might be available next year, because we all know the good ones aren't going to make it to your team. They're either going to get franchise tagged. I mean, the only major trade that you can think of is Stafford to LA, and I would say that's worked out for both teams, and that's like a once in a lifetime type trade. So I don't think you're going to be able to pull something like that off. You're going to have to evaluate, is it a guy like Mac Jones? Is it a guy who went out and kind of reinvented his career out in San Francisco by playing under Kyle Shanahan? Can he come and recreate that in Cleveland? I don't know. I mean, it's not as good of a situation as what he's played in San Francisco. So I don't know. And I know Mac, and he's a competitor, but he needs to be in the right situation with the right play caller and the right players around him. So it's going to be interesting. And ultimately, they need to let Shador play a significant amount the rest of the season to really get a gauge on where he's at and how they should approach it in the offseason.
All right, Brian, you coming back? You taking St. Ignatius' job or what? I haven't heard your name yet. I'm waiting for it. I'm throwing your name in. I heard them talking about Brian Hoyer taking the St. Ignatius' job on the radio today.
Oh, man, I don't know about that. My kids are pretty settled up here in Boston. I actually helped coach at a high school that I would compare very similarly to Ignatius that my son goes to. You know, it's funny, I retired and we asked the kids, like, all right, you know, what do you guys want to do? Like, Cleveland? They're like, Cleveland? We never lived in Cleveland. What are we going to move back there for? So I got to do what's best for the kids. I'm always supporting them. I've reached out and offered, you know, if they ever, you know, have a question or I can help in some way. Look, we have a lot of great alumni who have experience, whether it's me, Dave Ragone, Tom Arth, Scott Mutrin, guys that I all keep in touch with, Jonathan Gannon. I mean, there's plenty of guys that they can lean on to help make that decision, and we're all more than happy to help, and we want to see that program get back to where it was when we played there.
Okay, so let me see. Brian Hoyer is interested in the saying this, and he wants his kids to play there too. All right, great. We'll start that rumor now. I'm just kidding. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, what's the NIL? What's the NIL rate over there?
Oh, well,
you know, it's all
it is St. Ignatius.
Brian, please.
You know, come on now.
Brian, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, Brian, thank you. And I just want to thank you one other thing. Thanks for opening the playbook while you were here. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Appreciate that. Thank you.
See you, Brian. Thank you,
thanks,
bud.
Thanks, Brian.
See ya. Shame on the Browns for putting themselves in that situation. This is not anyone else to blame other than whoever decided to make that choice and say, we're going to draft two rookies and then we're going to abandon them from all the veterans in the room.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we can go back.
I was cheering when he said that.
Big picture here. Andy, had you taken, forgive me, I'm just going to go ahead and I'll just say it. Had you taken a quarterback in the first round and then drafted a guy in the third or the fifth, an additional quarterback? Well, there's such a clear pecking order that it's undeniable. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Had you traded out of two and drafted Jackson Dart, either at five or later in the first round, like the Giants traded back up into the first to get him, and then drafted Shador. Oh, well, okay, Jackson Dart's your guy, and you're Shador's learning to be a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
Is Jackson Dart your guy?
Right.
But Brian's right. Shame on whoever thought a third and a fifth, two rookies, that's good enough, especially when you had the two veterans. And that's why, and you've talked about this, and you're right, that's why there's so much angst about this. You got two rookies, neither one in a position, you know, as Brian, you know, I mentioned to Brian, they have to overcome odds. You had to overcome even bigger odds. But he said, you're right. You know, you're not a first-round pick. You're overcoming big odds as a quarterback in the NFL. And they set this thing up to look like this. And whether you like it, whether you don't, okay. I did think it was interesting that Brian basically said, you've seen enough of Dylan to think that you have to take a quarterback next year.
He's right. I think he sees what we see. I mean, it's pretty obvious. And Most people get it.
I hate to bury a guy on six or seven NFL games, though, Andy. I hate to say, okay, you can't do anything more than be this.
Well, I truly don't think that's fair. Well, I think he can, but I think he needs better wide receivers around him. I think he needs a better offensive line.
He needs to drive the high performance sports car.
Yeah, he can't. He's not going to be able to carry a team on his own.
I would agree with that.
That's probably what the bottom line is.
Yeah.
I mean, he drove.
Joe Flacco couldn't carry this bunch either.
He drove a Ferrari in college, let's be honest.
Several.
Right. I just.
Well, NILs.
I was talking about Oregon.
Yes, man. I know you were.
But I don't see it. I don't think anybody sees it. And it's. I don't think it's fair to do that to a rookie after a few games, but. If he doesn't have a high quality engine around him, well, actually he should be the engine. If he doesn't have a high performance body made out of carbon fiber, he's not going to be able to drive as fast as everybody else. He needs help. I mean, everybody needs help, but he needs a little more help.
He sure looks like he knows what he's doing.
He does,
and he
carries himself as a guy who's been in the league for years, and I respect that, but. Just sometimes you can't do it by yourself. You just can't. So.
Butch is in North Carolina. Butch, what part of the great Tar Heel state?
Right outside of Charlotte.
Very nice. I like Charlotte. It's a good city. What's on your mind?
I'm from Ohio. I've been down here 22 years. I've been a Browns fan since I was five, and I'm 57.
Nice.
Yeah, but I kind of get it comes off to me you guys are bullying Dylan.
Oh, we're bullying him. Okay.
Yeah, with what you say, because you said it was his fault, the Jets game. The special team gave up two touchdowns.
Who said it was his fault, the Jets game? Are you sure you listened to the right radio station? Because I didn't hear Jeff say that, and I know I didn't say that.
No, I haven't said that.
No, you guys said he didn't win against the Jets, so he's done. He should be out of there.
No. What are you listening to?
You might have listened to a different show. We haven't said that.
Yeah, maybe it's true.
It was one of your sportscasters. It was the heavier set one that wears the hat.
That's me right now, but I'm not as we're about the same weight, aren't we, Andy?
Yeah, we're about the same weight.
But you're always bullying on Dylan.
Bully.
And Shadur. That's what it comes off to me.
All right. Well, that's fair. It's your opinion.
Shadur. It's inaccurate, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, Sanders, he's a project. You see, he came out, he threw an interception, two sacks. He stays in the pocket too long. You can't argue that.
Well, he does so far, but he's played a half of football in the NFL.
Yeah, but how? Okay.
So you're already saying that that's what he'll be for the rest of his career then, too. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you listening in North Carolina. Jeff, I commend you. That is the first time in 14 years that we've done this show that someone said you said something that I know you didn't say, and you didn't blow up. Congratulations. Normally, you crush people for that.
Yeah, well, he was completely inaccurate. I was trying to figure out what he was listening to.
Yeah, I don't think he was talking about you either.
I don't think he was either.
Well, it doesn't matter. He was obviously a nice fella who's a Browns fan since he was five, and he's 57 in North Carolina. And by God, we like to let people talk when they are trying to make a point.
I think he was listening 40, 50 minutes ago?
I have no idea.
We are the show who has this.
In accordance with the Radio Act of 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
That is true.
If anything, I've erred on the side of being
too nice to both these guys. We both have.
You know why, Andy? Because we both know. Can I be honest about this?
Sure.
We both know it's stupid to make big, glaring opinions on 22, 23, 24-year-old guys when they've played like five or six games.
How are we going to get clicks if we don't do that, though, Jeff?
Dano.
I don't understand. Isn't that what we do now? We just want clicks.
Dano.
It is what we're looking for, of course, is to get the clicks and be hot on the social media scene.
I just say
you can check out our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Browns have signed cornerback D'Angelo Ross and cornerback Sam Webb, according to the team. D'Angelo Ross from the Houston Texan practice squad. Sam Webb off the Tennessee Titan practice squad. Ross's fourth season was initially with the New England Patriots. Appeared in 29 career games with the Patriots and the Houston Texans. Webb was with the Raiders, Panthers, And yeah, that's where we are in the Tennessee Titan practice squad.
Okay.
Jeff, just say something bold. Just say something bold so we can get the clip and we can put it out there.
Clark is in Cleveland. Is that bold enough?
Nah, we need more than that.
Hello, Clark.
Hey, man.
Stefanski coming up in about 5 minutes, Clark.
The word Clark is bold by itself.
It is.
So,
And if you went to Kent State, you would be Clark Kent.
Well, I'm from Glenville, so I am Clark Kent.
Oh, nice. That's even better. Yes. Well done. Well done.
So, by the way, so Jeff, when you said, you know, the thing about, you know, not judging a guy with 67 starts, I see some logic there, some. But, you know, let's take this back to what Daryl Ryder was saying during summer camp about Dylan Gabriel. And he did not – and I'm not a I don't like Daryl Ryder generally. I don't like his opinions. When he said that those – he didn't look like an NFL-caliber quarterback, he wasn't just basing it on the height. It was the passes he was throwing. When I'm seeing him throw, these are not NFL passes that are leaving his hand. He throws a good one every now and then. But when he throws the ball downfield, it turns into the Goodyear blimp. And we're all waiting on it to come down and see who's under it when it falls.
Clark, he's had a few of those. You're correct.
Yeah, he cannot. That's not going to get it. He cannot throw the ball down the field. He gets a good pass off every now and then. He's a rhythm passer. But he's not more than that. If he has to make a throw at the last minute because he saw something, there's no telling where that ball is going to go. So I don't think he has the – you know, someone said he has a strong arm. No, he does not have a strong arm. He has a strong arm for 5 and 7 yard passes. That's about it. And even those, he's throwing too hard half the time because you can tell when he throws some of these screens that the guys are kind of – they're coming in hot and, you know, hotter than they need to be. So I just disagree. I think – we do know that Dylan Gabriel is not a starter. I'm not sure how much of a backup he is. I would like to see Shador get the same amount of games, and let's just see what he does.
All right, Clark, thank you very much.
I guess, are you prepared for him not to, though? Because Kevin said after the game that if
Dylan clears it, he starts.
He starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Clark, I'm not even going to disagree with you because I said it earlier. If I had to guess right now, Dylan doesn't look like an NFL caliber starter to me yet. But I won't bury a guy after like 6 games. It's not smart and it's not fair. Now, what do my eyes tell me? My eyes tell me he might be able to have a Colt McCoy type of career.
Sure. Who knows? If you give him two really good wide receivers and a strong offensive line,
he might be better.
He might be. I mean, we might all sit here and go, "Oh, what? How do we screw that one up?" I mean, that could be true of any quarterback, though.
That's very true. Kevin Stefanski coming up. Eddie and Westlake right now. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Eddie, if Kevin starts speaking, bud, we got to go.
Okay, no problem. Hey, you know what you just said there, Jeff? Kevin Colt McCoy type of career. Guys, look, he's 5'10" quarterbacks. There's only when you go if your eyes don't tell you, if you just look at history, the last 20 years, it's only two guys that are elite. It's Drew Brees, who was like surgical in the pocket, and Russell Wilson. That's it.
And they didn't trust. I'm telling you, people were ripping Brees coming out of Purdue.
Capability. Yeah, but I'm just letting you know this guy doesn't. He doesn't have that. He's not surgical in the pocket like that. And plus he's 5'10". And then Drew Brees played in a different era. Now
true.
I'm not saying that Drew Brees did what he did in this era right here, but guys, if that's the case, I'm not looking for my starting quarterback from. And if I say it's two guys in 32 teams in 20 years, I'm like, I'm not banking on that.
I don't think they're banking on it. I really don't.
Yeah,
if they were banking on it, they would have reached for him in the first round.
Quarterback,
you know,
he's not. I have enough to know he's not my starting quarterback. What I do have is I have my backup. What is it, 4-year contract? I have my backup for the next 3 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.